സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 148 verse 44.
ദൃശിസ്വരൂപേണ ഹി സർവദേഹിനാം വിയദ്യഥാ വ്യാപ്യമനാം സ്യവസ്ഥിതഃ അതോ ന തസ്മാദ് പരോസ്തി വേദിതം പരോപി തസ്മാദത ഏക ഈശ്വരഃ
Shankaracharya has established, I am the subject, the entire world comes under object. There are two types of objects. One type of object is external, remote, that means away from me. One type of object, that is world object. That is secondary objects. But second type of objects are primary objects known as body, mind, which are very proximate. They are also come under object only. Drishya vastu. Whatever is seen by me, experienced by me, it is object. It is not me. Whatever is experienced by me, whatever is observed by me, it is different from me. Therefore, it is not me. Whatever is not me is object. Whatever is observing the observer, experiencer, I am, is the subject. Subject, whenever I say, I am not the object, anartha. I say I am the subject, means I am not the object. This is object experienced by me, therefore it is not subject. So this is primary object, body, mind. Secondary objects are outside objects. Objects are two types. Both are objects only. One is remote, another is proximate. Then what is the difference between subject and object? Subject is only one. Objects are many in number, plural. I, the experiencer, subject, I am only one. But I experience many things, many objects. This is the first difference between object and subject. Subject is one, objects are many. Then the second difference is a subject is sentient, objects are insentient. They are inert. I, the subject, am sentient consciousness principle. Whatever I experience, the object is inert, jadam, insentient. This is the second difference. What is the third difference between subject and object? Subject is non-changing, nirvikaram, non-changing. I am not at all changing. But whatever I am experiencing, they are changing. They are changing. Colors are changing, shapes are changing, they are all changing. Whatever you are seeing, after few years, few months, they are losing their color, form, everything. Body is changing or not? Changing. Mind is changing or not? Violently changing. Therefore, they are change. Having change, I, the subject, am changeless. Nirvikaram. They are all savikaram. whole world also. These are the differences, three differences between subject and object. Then next point we have to note, all these objects, some of them are external, some of them are internal. Even internal organs are also, they are also objects only. We say this is object, that is object, this is object. Your hand is also object because you are observing. Here only difficulty. Mic is object, so many nice. Desk is object, fan is object. Whatever you are observing, object only. You are observing your body is object. Mind also you are observing, happy mind, sad mind, moody mind. Therefore it is also object. Then we have to see into the shloka. Akashavat, this atma, this subject, I the subject am atma. I am not this lower I. Clear? I am the higher I. That I is like space, not touched by any object, either far or near. Look into the shloka. Drishisvarupenahi sarvadehinam. I am in the form of drishi, witnesser, observer, sarvadehinam, of all bodies. Sarva means all. Dehinam, in all bodies, I am the observer. Yatha viyatu vyaptya, just as, yatha, just as, viyatu, akasha, the space. Space pervades everywhere. Space pervades everywhere. I read Atma Chaitanyam pervades in and through every object. Sadrupena bahya prapanche, chidrupena antara prapanche. In this body, I am as consciousness. Remember my, that bookmarker. Who am I? I am a being. Being means what? I am Brahman. B stands for Brahman. E stands for existence. I stands for infinite. N stands for naturally sentient consciousness principle. B-E-I-N. What letter left out? G. Governing the entire material universe by lending existence and consciousness. Nice? I am a being. Chumma cholrom. And the being, the whole Vedanta is there. I like this. Suddenly it came my mind, I am just putting for our own understanding sake, being, you know, I am Brahman, I am existence, consciousness, principle, infinite principle, not ordinary being, okay? I am the lender of existence, consciousness. How, where I am? Yomavatu, like space, I am pervading everywhere. In which object I am not there? As existence in every object. Birwa is, fan is, mic is, light is, house is, carpet is, desk is, that easiness. Irkra tanmai, irpudal. I am there because easiness is my nature. I am there in the form of easiness in everything. Now I am there in this mic or not? Doubt. I am there in the form of easiness. What do you say? Mic is. Fan is. Easiness is important. Irukkara fan paakkarela, illada fan paakkarela. You are watching that existent fan or non-existent fan? Existent fan. You want existent fan or non-existent fan? Existent. You want existent person or non-existent person? You want to be existent or non-existent? Existent, every one of us love, like what? Loves are like only existence. That existence I am. That my real nature. But unfortunately, that existence is formless. It has to go manifest through the form into an object, nama rupa. Nama rupa. Nama, name, rupa, form. Like yoma, akasha neki enna form irukku? Akasha also, space also doesn't have a form. Can you see the space? I'm seeing form in space in there. Where? Space doesn't have form. Nirakaram. Similarly, I, the existence, consciousness, am nirakaram, formless. Vyomavatu. Where is space? Everywhere. Similarly, existence is also everywhere. In space also. Space is. In the space also, I am there. Manamsi avasthitaha. Manamsi. Here we have to carefully, grammar students, note. Manas sakarantaha napumsakalingaha manas shabdaha. Manamsi is not saptami ekavachanam. Manamsi is pradhama bahuvachanam. Minds, in the form of minds avasthitaha. I am there as minds. Minds is a thought. Mind is inside here in the form of consciousness. In all minds, avasthitaha, they are there, manamsi, avasthitaha, manaha manasi, manamsi, vedhasyabdavat, in saptami, manasi, this is not manamsi. என மனசி வந்த உடனே நமக்கு சப்தமிக்கு போயிடும் மனசு. சப்தமிக்கு போயிடும் மனசு. நைஸ். மனசி ப்ளூரல் பகுவச்சனம் மைண்ட்ஸ். இன் ஹுச் மைண்ட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் தேர். ஆல் மைண்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் பர்வேடிங். மனசி அவஸ்திதா. அத தஸ்மாது அபரஹ ந அஸ்தி. நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் மீ. The pure existence consciousness. Tasmat paraha. Brahmanaha paraha. Nothing is there. Only standpoint. Everything is standpoint. Body, mind, world, everything is a relative standpoint. Aparaha. Second thing. Other things are not there. Vedita. Vedita means knower. Other than me, there is no second thing. The revealer, Vedita means knower. Other than me, the knower, nobody is there. Nothing is there really. Very difficult this word. Other than me, nothing is there. Other than me, the consciousness, existence, principle, this is real. Nothing is there really. That word you have to add. Nothing is there really. As real I am, that is not there. But what is this everything? It is only relative reality. Vyavaharika satyam. Mithya. Untruth. It is not real. It is only an appearance. How do you know? There is chair, you say. What is chair? It is wood. It is not chair. Is it not? You say wood. I am seeing Swami. I am there. Chair is there. You, the Atma, is there. Really speaking, chair, word is there. Vacharambhanam. Wood, eva satyam. Wood also nothing but tree. Tree came from what? Earth. So like that, sanmula manvichya. Go to the existence, original cause. Tasmat ekaha ishvaraha vedita paraha. Tasmat ataha ekaha ishvaraha. One ishvara alone in the form of individual upadhi. One mind is called jiva. All minds put together, ishvara. One mind is jiva upadhi. One mind is called jiva. Here also consciousness, existence. All minds put together. Ishvara. Maya upadhi. Ishvara. So all jivas put together Ishvara. If I am claiming as body, I am a wife of so and so, husband of so and so, but this body mind is also an object, I am the observer, I am consciousness existence in the mind also available, in every mind also I am there as an observer. So Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, I said in the last class itself. I am there in the form of existence, consciousness, principle in everybody, in every body. Who am I now? I am embodied one. Atma, one Atma, Chaitanyam. Here it is a Mahavakya. Therefore, Ishvara is non-separate from Jiva. Jiva eva Ishvaraha, Ishvaraha eva Jivaha. If I know only through this mind, I am Jivaha. If I know I am through all minds, I am Ishvaraha. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Ishvara Swamini. Ayyoyo Papam. Ishvara is also expecting the same thing. One day we have to claim this knowledge. Ishvara is also waiting. Yepada claim panna porana. Ishvara Jivanu anjabi, he is waiting. We are pushing him away, managing to push God away, to keep away from us. That's why tasmad ataha ekaha Ishvara. How many Ishvaras are there now? One Ishvara. Who is that Ishvara? I am. Therefore there is no duality. I am means don't take your name and form panchakoshas. Keep panchakosha vilakshanaha sakshi chaitanyam aham. Sariratraya vilakshanaha sakshi aham. Therefore what? I don't have any desha, raga, all these things are not there in me. As Atma Chaitanyam. Next shloka we will read. 45.
Sharira buddhor yadi chanya drishyatam Niratmavada sunirakruta maya Parascha shuddho yavishuddhi karmatah Sunirmala sarvagato sitodvaya In this verse Shankaracharya says, I have negated those niratmavadis. People say, there is no atma at all because I am not seeing at all. They are called shunyavadis. Niratmavadis called shunyavadis. People talk, there are so many atmas. Sankhya people say, so many atmas are there. Shunyavadi says, there is no atma at all. Kshanikavadi says that there is only fleeting Atma is there. Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Like that people go on talking differently. I have negated all of them. Sunirakrita maya. Maya means by me. Sunirakrita. They are all negated by me. Why? Sharira buddhyoho yadi anya drishyata. Yadi, then Dakshinamurti slokam, Deham pranam api indriyanya pijalam buddhin cha sunyam viduhu Tribalandha jadopamastvahamiti bhyanta vrisham vadinaha. They say dehatma vadis are deha alone is atma, there is no other atma. Prana alone is atma, says pranatma vadi. There is no atma at all other than prana. Some people say manas, mind alone is atma, there is no other atma. Pranam indriyani, indriyatma vadi. Then shunya vadi. There are so many confusions are there. Maya nirakrita. I have negated all of them. Niratma vadaha. They are all negated. Sharira means sthula shariram. புத்தி மீன்ஸ் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். போத் ஆஃப் தெம் தேர் ஆல் வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சரீரம் அண்ட் புத்தி? பிரைமரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், பிரைமரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். அந்ய திருஷ்யதா தேர் ஆல் சீன் பை மீ தி ஆத்மா. அந்ய திருஷ்யதா தேர் ஆல் திருஷ்யம் சீன் பை ஹூ இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பாடி அண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த மைண்ட். அந்ய திருஷ்யதா they are seen by me the atma, they are different from me. Anya drishyata they are seen by the atma which is different from them. Anya drishyata. Then second line, shuddhaha paraha avishuddhi karmataha paraha. Avishuddhi karma means punya papa, some impurities. Some impurities, avishuddha karmataha means not polluted by avishuddhi karmataha. Shuddhi karma means pure karma. Avishuddhi means what? Not pure. I am beyond impurity. I am beyond all impure actions, punya, papa actions, because I am shuddhaha. I am not touched by any action of physical body. I am not touched by any emotions of the sukshma shariram, mental body. Sunirmalaha. Therefore, I am free from karma phalam. I am free from karma phalam. Then sarvagataha. I am all pervading. I am all pervading. Advayaha, secondless, there is no second object. The experiencer can never be doubted. The witnesser can never be doubted. How can you doubt? When you are seeing a photograph, can you doubt a camera? When you are seeing your photograph, can you ask whether camera is there or not? Camera is not appearing in photograph. When you are seeing your photograph, big album, is there anywhere camera? You are seeing lot of photos. Can you doubt is there was a camera or not? Do you doubt? Why? Photograph prove the existence of camera. If camera is there alone, all these photos are possible. Without camera, all these photos cannot exist. Therefore, perception of the photographs is the proof for the existence of camera. Perception of the photograph is the proof for the existence of camera. Even though you are not seeing the camera. Similarly, even though Atma is not perceptible, I the Atma, I means not this local body-mind complex with a normal name and form. Okay, my real nature, I the Atma am not perceptible. Therefore, you cannot say Atma is not there. Camera is not there, are you saying? Photographs are the proof for the existence of camera. Like that, the body, inert body is sentient. Mind is sentient. Sense organs are sentient. Inert body is sentient because of Atma. That is the proof for the existence of Atma. How can you say shunyam? Eyes are jadam. Eyes cannot blink like this. You are blinking means that is the proof for the existence of Atma. Breathing, you are breathing means that is the proof for the existence of Atma. Chetana vastu alone can some chesta. Prana, breathing, all possible. Therefore, Atma is available here. But this is Achetanamanna. Here, Atma is there, but no Sukshma Shariram to reflect, to manifest that Atma here. It is only in Sadrupam. Chitta is not manifesting. If Chitta is here also manifesting in every object, In Idli also chit is manifesting, suppose. What will happen, you know? When you want to eat, it will walk off. It will walk off. Suppose your car is having chit. What will happen? Nam Pondi Bazaar poi konjam marketing pannittu varayna. Because GST has come. Therefore, I want to buy fast. Everything, price is increasing. So, all these are problems. Bhogya prapanche sadeva. Bhoktru prapanche chit manifesting. Sapta also is there. I am, I know. That you know. This dialogue, okay? Now, Shankaracharya says, so experiencer can never be doubted, because experienced object presupposes experiencer. இதுக்கு என்ன பெரிய PhD படிக்கணுமா? Experienced object, when it is experienced, when there is experiencer. Without experiencer, experienced object cannot be experienced. So every experience proves the existence of experiencer. Every observed object proves the observer. Every known object proves the existence of knower. Therefore, how can you doubt Atma? Where is Atma? Who is asking is Atma. The asker, asker English la kediyadu. Asker, the one who is asking, is Atma. How can you ask otherwise? Thinker, knower, observer, experiencer of all objects, knower of all objects, presupposes knower. இது என்ன சிம்பிள் வேதாந்தம், சிம்பிள், ரொம்ப சிம்பிள். என்னன்னா வேதாந்தம் தான் கரெக்டா புரிஞ்சிட்டா. If you are quiet, you have sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Vedanta is a walkover. Simple or not? Those who are regularly attending from many years studying, Vedanta is so nice, Swamini, they say. Illaya? Easy. Vedanta is so easy. So I am distinct. Existence is separate from the body mind complex, the object. Therefore, மனோபுத்தியகங்கார சித்தானி நாஹம் நச்ச ஸ்ரோத்ரஜிம்ஹே நச்ச க்ராண நேத்ரே. I don't have eyes, with eyes I say. I don't have mouth, by saying, using the mouth I can say, I don't have mouth. See, what a wonder. Okay, this is the meaning, Advayaha. Therefore, I am secondless Atman only. Next, 46. Ghatadi rupam yadi te na drishyate. Mana pravruttam bahudha swavrutti bhihi. அசுத்ய சித்ரூப விகார தோஷதாம் மதேர்ய சாவாரயதும் ந பார்யதே. Now a different way of presentation, just for information, not any manipulation but information. I am the experiencer. What is, I am going to say that model also we saw previously. Once again we are going to see that. The Purva Paksha Sloka, this is actually. If you take tena, the word tena, tena, separately if you take, it is a Vedantic view. If you take tena together, it is a Purva Paksha view. Okay, let us take Purva Paksha view. Okay, now I am going to give the Purva Paksha view and we are negating also. Ghatadi rupam, see, the doubt is, I am the drashta, everything is drishyam, drashta, drishyam, object and the seer and seen. பிரத்யக்ஷம், எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் அவைலபிள் பிரத்யக்ஷம். இஃப் ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பிரத்யக்ஷ வஸ்து, ஹவு கேன் ஐ சி திஸ்? இஃப் ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திஸ், ஐ ஆம் நாட் திஸ், ஐ ஆம் நாட் வாட் எவர் ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங், ஹவு கேன் ஐ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? த டவுட் கம்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஹவு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் பாசிபிள்? ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த அப்சர்வ்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஐ ஆம் த அப்சர்வர் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஏ டிஃபரெண்டா இருந்தேன்னா ஹவு கேன் யூ அப்சர்வ்? நமக்கு இந்த கொஸ்டின் வராது. பாருங்க வாட் வி ஆர் டாக்கிங், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட், ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட். இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் தட், ஹவு கேன் யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஹவு கேன் யூ அப்சர்வ், ஹவு கேன் யூ விட்னஸ்? பரஹ பரஹ யூ ஆர் கோன் டெல்லிங் ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஸ்டிங்க். இஃப் எட் ஆல் யூ ஆர் டிஸ்டிங்க், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நாட் பாசிபிள். What? Observing, witnessing, experiencing. If you are away from them, different from them, distinct from them, how this is happening? Tell me. Therefore, Purapakshi says, you are not different. Because you are experiencing, you are observing. If you are different, away, how can you grasp? Na grihyate. You cannot understand, you cannot grasp. Go on telling, I am not the mind, I am not the mind. If you are not the mind, you are different from the mind, how can you know the mind? Kelvi parungo. So answer, the Pura Pakshi, Ghatadi Rupam Edi, Tena Grihyate, Manaha Pravruttam Bahudha Svavruttidhi. We are taking the Pura Pakshi's view and answering to him. Suppose I am not different. I am not different from the mind. Imagine. As Purapakshi says, what will happen? What is the problem, you know? So I am not different from the mind. If I am not different from the body, all body problems come to me. All mental problems also come to me. Whatever problem is there, all problems come to me. If I am not different from the water problem, suppose water problem is there. If I am not different from the water problem, I have to always hold my head, catching my head, say, I have water problem, I have water problem, go on telling. But happily you are sleeping in the night, you are forgetting the water problem. Yes or no? The present current problem I am telling. External problem. Because if they are not different from me, that problem is always with me. In sleep, you have to remember water problem. Night full, water problem, water problem, water problem. But happily you are sleeping, no water problem at all. If it is me, I can never sleep. Mind problems also me, I can never sleep. Thank God, I am going to sleep happily, not touched by the mental problems. Even physical problems, leg pain, headache, hand pain, some pain is there. Suppose if I am not different from them, in sleep also, they are always with me. That life you want, continuously, who wants such a life? Thank God, I am different. Look into the sloka. Ghatadi rupam edi tena grihyate. Now you have to understand here the model what I want to present. Consciousness, mind, there is one more doubt also. If I am different from this body-mind complex, I am different. Who is this traveling after death? There is someone traveling after death, is it not? Who is that traveler? Who is that somebody is getting punya to go to Swargaloka, Brahmaloka? If I am different from that, somebody is traveling now. So, I am only traveling. People say, we have to understand carefully here, mind is playing an instrument role. With regard to the external world, karmakanda standpoint, with regard to the external world, mind is taken as subject, world is object. From the standpoint of consciousness, mind is object. So whole karmakanda is talking from the standpoint of mind as the subject. Whole Vedanta talking from the standpoint of the mind as object. It is a purunjukanam. Whole karmakanda is talking, keeping that mind from the standpoint of the world, mind is object. Mind is subject. So that subject you take, you are doing some punya and papa, karyam, some actions. This mind is affected. This jiva is affected. Lower eye. Inferior eye. Relative eye, who is having relations. Why this is called relative eye? Who is always doing some interactions with relations? Who is doing relative actions, transactions? This body. So this body-mind complex related to certain relations, doing certain actions. Therefore, this mind is subject from the standpoint of the world. Tamil Nadu is state from the standpoint of India. India is a country from the standpoint of all countries. India is Asia. India is in Asia. From what standpoint? India is in Asia. Continent standpoint. From continent standpoint, India is in Asia. From country standpoint, India is a country from country's standpoint. Tamil Nadu is state, not from Asia standpoint, not country standpoint. It is Indian country standpoint only, Tamil Nadu is a state. Standpoint na puriyadha. One lady is, woman is mother, from whose standpoint? Only children's standpoint. From husband's standpoint, she is wife. From her parents' standpoint, she is daughter. How one woman has got so many names now? Similarly, here also, mind, sometimes it serves like a instrument, sometimes it serves like an subject, sometimes it serves like an object. மூணு ரோல்ஸ் இருக்கு மைண்டுக்கு. இது புரியாமல தின்னாடின்னு இருக்கும். மைண்ட் இஸ் பிளேயிங் த்ரீ ரோல்ஸ். வெனவர் வி ஆர் டாக்கிங் ஐ எம் மனோபுத்தி அகங்கார சித்தானி நாகம் ஐ எம் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த மைண்ட் அண்ட் மைண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஜெக்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். டிராவலிங் ஜீவா கோயிங் டு கிருஷ்ணகதி, சுக்லகதி, ஸ்வர்கா, Brahmaloka, all these are from the subject standpoint. Knowing the world through the mind, mind is an instrument. Mind serves like an instrument. Similarly, when I say, for example, through the ear, I am writing a letter through the pen. Pen is an instrument. Pen is an instrument. Suppose I say, you go and give this letter to so and so. So and so I say. So I am giving a letter through you to someone else. You serve like a medium, instrument. Through you I am giving to her. But who is giving really? I am only giving, but through you. Whole mind is through you. Through the mind is a corridor. Puriyadha? Jeeva traveling punya papa loka means from the world standpoint. It is subject. When you are knowing the world through the mind, Chidabhasa Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் த்ரூ சிதாபாசா த்ரூ த மைண்ட் இட்ஸ் நோயிங் த வேர்ல்ட். சோ மைண்ட் இஸ் அன் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். பட் வென் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் கம்ஸ், மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். இப்படிப்பட்ட மைண்ட் பாருங்க, தட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். இந்த மைண்ட் இஸ் பிளேயிங் சப்ஜெக்ட் ரோல், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ரோல் அண்ட் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ரோல். Therefore, what now? What is the purpose here? He says, samsari, if you take this mind as the subject, you are a samsari. You are a samsari, dukkhi. If you say mind as an object, you are asamsari, a dukkhi, no dukkham. That's all. Now tell me, you want to take mind as subject or object, your wish. If you want to take mind as subject means your daughter is real, son is real, world is real, everything is real, happy, jolly, jolly, so nice, varieties of foods, varieties of clothes, varieties of every variety. But problems are also varieties. Problems venda swamini anna. Then understand that mind is an object. Since it is object, object is unreal object. Therefore unreal object, when it is interacting with the world as an instrument, those objects are also mithya. Objects are also mithya. Primary object mind body is also mithya, unreal. Secondary object world is also mithya, unreal. Knowingly they are unreal, I interact with them, appo problems are also unreal. Appa, thank God. Therefore, whenever problem comes, to whom it will come? To the unreal body, to the unreal mind, to the unreal thought, to the unreal Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa, no? That reflected consciousness. That is also unreal. The whole thing is a drama, serial. That's why I used to say, why you to see serial in TV? Our serial is sufficient to enjoy. Therefore you have to understand. So mind consciousness is subject. From the subject consciousness standpoint, mind is object. From the world standpoint, mind is subject, and it serves as instrument also. Therefore subject, instrument and object. இப்படிப்பட்ட mind ni eppadi handle pandrathu theriyuma? Romba kashtam. Very, very difficult. But it is easy if you understand easily. So, who is going to higher lokas? As discussed here is karma kanda. The person whoever says, tena grihyate, all these are grasped by the mind only, I am only, ahankara only, that karma kanda, I perceiver, சார்த்த தர்ப்பணம் இல்ல யாருக்கு? ஹுச்சி மைண்ட், ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் மைண்ட் ஆர் சப்ஜெக்டிவ் மைண்ட்? சப்ஜெக்டிவ் மைண்ட் தான் சார்தா தர்ப்பணம் கர்மா எல்லாம் பண்றது. சோ டிராவலிங் ஜீவா, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் சப்ஜெக்ட் ஐ. இஃப் யூ சே அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, நோ டிராவல், நோ ஸ்ரார்தா, நோ தர்ப்பண, நத்திங் இஸ் தேர். சோ கர்ம காண்டா இஸ் இர்ரெலவென்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் pervading the mind. Atma Chaitanyam pervading the mind. The mind itself is capable of enjoying when it is a subject. Playing its role, it is enjoying. Mind alone is enjoying, mind alone is suffering as a subject. If you take your consciousness, you are not involving with the mind, that joy or suffering, both are you are witnessing as sakshi. This is called disidentification, neighborization. In Swamiji's words, neighborization. Pakka veetla problem madri, oh paavam appadi solvam illaya, adhe madri in the body mind kulla problem ellame neighborization. Adhida solradhu easy. Therefore, so higher experiencer, lower experiencer, two experiencers. சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் ஹையர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். This lower experiencer is a mind. Mind as subject, it is a lower experiencer. Therefore, difference in the previous model, we said Atma is the experiencer of the world, we said in the previous model. Now, what we are telling in this model, mind is the experiencer, lower experiencer of the world. World is object. World is object. So, Atma experiencing the world through the mind. Appo mind enna agum? Instrument. Atma through the mind experiencing the world. Mind is instrument. Suppose mind is directly experiencing the world and chunna, mind is the subject. Therefore, in this model, mind is object and come subject. We can take subject and object both. Subject and object. If you understand subject, object, how and from the standpoint Atma, object. From the standpoint of the world, subject. No, Swamin, I want to be always subject. Mind has to be object. You cannot experience the world. You cannot experience the world. So you have to play the subject role. Understand that subject role is unreal. The mind subject role is only unreal. If your daughter comes in front of you, you should not say, you are object, you are unreal, I am unreal. You should not say. You have to talk to her, you have to do interaction. You play a false subject role, lower subject mind role you play. That's knowingly if you play, no problem. Unknowingly if you play, the problem. Okay? You should not forget you are playing. Jnani knows always I am playing. Ajnani doesn't know. Now look into the shlokam. Sharira buddhyoho ghatadirupam edi tena grichyate manaha pravrittam. When mind is activated, manaha pravrittam, mind activated, svavritti bhi, through its thoughts, ghata adi rupam, ghata, pot, etc. Mind is grasping. Mind is grasping this pot if I show. So, ghata adi rupam, pot form you are experiencing. Ghata adi rupam, tena grihyate. Tena means by the mind, it is grasping. So, pravartam bahudha svavritti bhihi. So many thoughts are coming in the mind. Shabda vritti, rupa vritti. Bahudha means so many thoughts. If it is a form, rupa vritti. If it is a sound, shabda vritti. It is a smell, gandha vritti. It is a touch, sparsha vritti. Like this, different vrittis are happening in the mind. Ashuddhya achidrupa vikara doshata matehe yatha. Suppose you take the subject, mind. As subject you take, what will happen? Ashuddhata achidrupa vikara doshata. That mind problem, the inertness, the inert mind has got originally inertness. It's jadata. Achidrupata means jadata. Ashuddhi means impurity. Mind has got lot of impurities. That all impurities, ashuddhi, achidrupa, vikara. Mind is changing. All the time mind is changing. Vikara. All these are doshas. If you take that lower subject, I, which is playing subject role from the standpoint of the world as your real nature, you have to be ready for what? Inertness, vikara, change, and jadatvam, and ashuddhi, impurity. Are you ready for these three? Why? Mind is having all these three natures, its intrinsic natures. Mind is having all these intrinsic natures.
Do you want to claim that subject role as your real nature of that mind when it is knowing the world? Therefore, put it into object or instrument, no problem. Put that mind into object or instrument. You don't have any problem at that time. Puriyadha? Yatha varayutum na paryate. You cannot cross over that. You cannot stop them. Varayutum na paryate. Jadata and dosha, vikara dosha cannot be given up. Varayutum na paryate. The Purapakshi is not there, but Purapakshi answer. If anyone says that the mind alone is knowing everything, mind alone is doing, therefore mind, how can I am separate from the mind? And sir, you are not separate, mind only. You are taking mind subject as you are. Be ready for all problems. You cannot stop. That is wrong also. How can you take inert mind as yourself? There it is playing subject role temporarily. Therefore, it is real. Can you say? It may play the role, but that subject role is also false. When it is seeing the world, it is false only. Okay. Next shloka, next week. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.